Big changes ahead this week for a huge chunk of sky from Windsor, Ontario to Cleveland, Ohio, and east all the way to Boston. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. It's among the biggest set of changes the national airspace has ever seen, so big that it involves more than 400 routes across Canada and the eastern U.S. Welcome to the Windsor, Toronto, Montreal, Northeast U.S. Airspace Redesign Project, which goes live in your cockpit November 13th.
Well, Pete, this is a much larger change than what we've seen prior to this. I mean, we've seen the very large Houston and then the Dallas Metroplex areas. But now we're talking about something that involves both NAV Canada and the FAA.
John Kosak is an air traffic services specialist at NVAA.
We're going to go from Cleveland all the way up the St. Lawrence Seaway to Boston. So we're talking about a much larger change and more area than what we've dealt with in the past. And of course, that border makes it a little bit more interesting.
In spite of the enormity of this project, Kosak doesn't expect any major problems when this goes live on Thursday at the beginning of the next chart cycle. NAV Canada says there aren't any major changes to the existing traffic flow.
Yeah, 09Z, that's when they're going to expect people to start filing with the new fixes, the new routes, using the new flight plans. You know, everything's not going to run perfectly. So one of the things that they're going to tell people to do is make sure you check your NOTAMs the day of the flight. Make sure that you're aware of this change and what's going on. Check the databases. Be aware that there are things that they're going to be able to do for people who aren't up to date with their databases, because not everybody's going to be in a place where they can get that updated database to their aircraft, to the FMS. So they're going to have go teams in place in case there are any issues. They're not really anticipating any. Again, the controllers are going to be briefed on procedures for what to do with the non-RNAV capable aircraft. And there's a lot of outreach that's been done over and over from Detroit all the way up to Boston, from Montreal all the way down to Toronto.
To facilitate these big changes, Kosak says it's more important than ever to use the ICAO flight plan format when filing.
That ICAO flight plan lets the system and lets the controllers know what their aircraft is capable of. So whether you use a flight plan service provider or you do it yourself, make sure you're using that ICAO format correctly to let them know exactly what the capabilities are of your aircraft.
There's plenty more information on this at our website, nbaa.org. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
NBAA has 6 regional representatives throughout the country working hard on behalf of our membership and the business aviation community. They get involved with key local and regional issues that affect your business and flight operation, including access to airports and airspace, airport policies, environmental protocols, safety and security protocols, and taxes. Reach out to your regional representative today. You'll find more information on the website at nbaa.org/regional.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Big changes coming to McCarran Airport in Las Vegas. In fact, they're already there. Runway 25 right is being rehabilitated. The first phase of this project runs through April of next year. Phase 2 begins next November and runs through April 2016. There are 4 possible runway configurations you might find during this rehab. Check our website, nbaa.org, for details and diagrams. Message from NVAA to Santa Monica Municipal Airport. We are still with you, shoulder to shoulder. This after voters in Santa Monica turned back a measure that would have required a public vote before the city could restrict access to the airport or close it outright. And so the 50-year battle over the fate of that Los Angeles area airport continues, and NVAA President Ed Boland promises the association will continue to support all efforts to keep Santa Monica open and accessible. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.